Yes.
And the day 2 week, Monday night, Russian wise pot.
Mr. Rose, yes, I remember Shiva's Haminim, Tonim Bracha, Achrim. Some say it applies even to the fruits, Shiva's Haminim, like grapes, pomegranates, figs, dates, olives, things like that. Yes, I remember Dafka Mine Dogon. Some say it applies to. It doesn't apply to Shiva Saminim of fruits. It only applies to grain, wheat, barley, all these things we need alamechon. And yes, oimrim dafka pas, something only bread. There's three levels. Either it works, or you want Shiva Saminim fruits and wine as well, grape juice, same thing. Or it applies to grains, alamechon. And the third option is it only applies to bread. Goes up in level. Yeah, that's a question. It's unclear. Really, it's questionable what you do over here. So one should really make a bracha achron in the first place. Someone asked us yesterday, what was your question yesterday? I think the church was, is it better to make a bracha achron? The answer is, it is better to make a bracha achron. I mean, someone's having grapes, for example. He was having grapes. He had a whole lot of grapes, and he wants to go to someone else's house to have some more grapes. So technically, if the broch is turning broch and coma, the broch is still held off the place. And if you go to a second place, you can eat some more grapes then it would work. But because it's a sopping, it's not clear where the grapes are included, it looks like for the Mishnah Berurah it's better to make Allah eight in the first place. And make a new boy appear in your second place.
You have to make after broch,
yeah? It's not worth the risk of relying on this shitter, and it's not a broch shein stricha, that's what you ask. It's not a broch shein stricha because you're doing it for a sofik. You're doing it because you've got a doubt what to do. And since it's not clear what you're supposed to do, it's better to make an after brocha on your grapes, your wine, and everything. So what we've got, you've got some gefen, grapes, gefen, tainer, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. All those five things, it's better to make your after brocha in the place you are, rather than go somewhere else and carry on eating in the second place. If a person did not make a bracha in the first place, and he's gone to a second place, so now, because of sofik brachas, we're allowed to carry on eating.
What about afters?
Yeah. What you're having, Moshe, grapes and olives, same thing. You're having grapes and olives, right. The same halacha. Yeah, you should make your other eights constant to him. Yeah? When it comes to cake, even though it's a sofik, it looks like Mr. Brewer's noting that's okay. It looks like he seems to be happy with that the cakes you can take on as like bread. And therefore, it could be, I don't know, I'm not sure, but I'm clear this, whether you can leave lechatchila, let's say you're going to Kiddush, can you lechatchila have a kazayas of cake over here? And you know you're going just next door to have some more cake. Have you got this kula? It's unclear. The Mishnah Berurah looks like he's lazy now, because the Mishnah Berurah brings Das Agro Biura, the Gorn Paskins, the Dale and Soyasir Ikaradina. But the middle shitter, which is one about cakes, is the main opinion. So the Gorn takes on that cakes is okay, actually. You're allowed to, if you have cakes, then you've got no problem of moving on around from one place to the other. But it comes out of Chumrah as well, this actually, yeah? That means if you have cake, I had this before, someone told me once, he was getting into COVID, he said he's had crackers at home, and he forgot to sell a mechia. Now, if you rely on this now, you have to go all the way back home to make your mechia, really. Because you need to make a bracha achron where you at, unless you've got some more of the food here to carry on eating. But otherwise, you have to go back home, really, to Chapchila, and eat there, and make the bracha achron there. So you have a bun at home, you know, for breakfast, I've got cereal and zonis and whatever, and you go to work, wherever it is, and you work, you realize, oh no, I've got Sela Mechia, Lachatchil, you're meant to go back home, based on this, because it's a bracha which needs to be set at home. Okay, one thing we didn't speak about is, it was an interesting point, is that I think the Shulchan's got a topic here. What happens if someone has at home a coffee and a piece of cake? And then he goes outside. What happens now? Do we say that since he has to come back for the cake, anyways, we're going to come back for the cake, does that help him for the coffee as well? That makes the question. It's not clear, though. It's not clear. It's like stopping what to do. It's not clear what to do. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know what you're supposed to do in such a case. It sounds a bit of a pickle. You can just sniff him, but you have to know what you're doing. It's not so posh at the moment. You've got yourself a bit of a pickle over here, that's the truth. Okay, that was that.
What would you say you'd have to do?
New shackle?
I would say it's best to make shackle something else if you can. If that's the case, best to have a piece of chocolate or something which you didn't have a mind on. Have a make a shackle on that. If you can't do that, then the mice the poskim, not poskim or machmet, say the mice it doesn't help with a shackle. So you've lost your shackle.
Lost.
Yeah, a lot of poskim take out. It's not clear. The Tosafot Shulchan Aruch Masechta is far down. It's not clear about this, what din it's got. But I'm saying, I'm a poskim will take out that you've lost it. So it's not a clear thing. It's not clear. It's not clear. Okay, I think that's more or less what we said yesterday. Let me just finish off here. Okay, let's go to this one now. It's also an interesting question. Someone falls asleep. Moishi.
Yeah.
Someone's in the middle of eating. That's going to apply any time. Bread meal. He's had a cup of coffee, falls asleep. I thought someone told me, I know someone actually, it happened a long time ago, this story, but someone was mapped. Some people on Friday night are mapped to have a kazayas of pas at night. They like to eat a kazayas of bread at night time. So, mostly in the summer, where you're done, let's say, 7:30. You get home 8:30, 9 o'clock, start your meal. Now, someone's very quick, let's say he's finished at 10:30, but naturally 10 to 11. So the Chachilim is supposed to do in England, definitely, to, if a person can, to have a kazayas to pass after that.
Full event, yes.
So the person told me that it was 10:30 at night, it was 10 to 11 was now, so he told his friend, they should bench, he's going to wait. So he waited. And the next day, he was 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know.
He had fallen asleep. No, it was 3 o'clock in the morning when he woke up, was she? Yeah, good, he wasn't tired. No, I'm not sure if he wasn't tired. The mice said, now what to do?
Finished, lost it.
Have you lost everything?
Yeah.
Now I say, Friday night meal is normally quite a heavy meal, so the meal can last for a long time. The she-ickle digestion...
Once you finish eating, you've got 72 minutes.
No, that's only if you're having a kazayas. She-ickle, 72 minutes, is the minimum.
Right.
If you have a big meal, someone goes to a chasta, for example, someone has a Friday night meal where he eats a lot.
It's
very hard to work out, very hard. But the mission will speak about a few hours, probably.
But if you've fallen asleep, that's
better. So that's the question now. So that is what we're talking about tonight. Is falling asleep, Moishi, is that a hesed hadas? Is that a termination of the meal? That is the question. If it is, then you've got a problem. You're going to make a new brach l'shono. If it's not, then carry on eating bread.
Well, if it's not going to carry on eating, so what should you do now? It woke up 3 o'clock in the morning, now what? There's no interest in eating more bread. Shall I go to the bench? You can say not, because the second day...
Right, so there's two questions, quite right. So there's two questions we're asking. One question is, let's say like you're saying, has he got a heap to bench? That's question number one. And question number two is, if he wants to have a bit more bread, because he wants to eat after that. That was the whole purpose he stayed up, that's the whole purpose why I waited up for. He wants to have a bit more bread. Is there, can he have a bit more bread now? What was he?
I thought my Shabbos Shabbos.
Yeah.
If you have Shabbos Shabbos, like I think they wash to have Shabbos Shabbos, then they have bread. So
you
don't have to bench after that?
Yeah, you have to bench, but here he's falling asleep. The question I ask, what's happened falling asleep? So this is our loch in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Ayin Ches Yuzayin. Adam Shiyoshan Betoik Sudosik. Person fell asleep in the middle of his meal. Shinas Arai, temporary sleep, Loi Hava Hefzik. That's not called a Hefzik. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shinas Arai, Vafilu Im Shor Meshach Zaman. Even if it took a bit of time. Now, Mishnah's example is Le'erech Shor, an hour. And unfortunately, we say it's Lav Dafka. Mishnah's quoting Chai Odom. It's clear from Chai Odom, it could be talking about a few hours. But what's the criteria? So he says this to him. Kivin Shenenas B'Sheino, since he fell asleep inadvertently, Loi Mikri Hefzik. That's not called Hefzik. So the Mishnah's criteria looks like is, did the person willingly go to sleep? Now, if a person was in the middle of the meal and said, right, I'm too tired, I've got to lie down for a bit of time, I need a quarter hour, nap, 20 minute nap, however it is. So then, it could be that he's going willfully, knowingly to sleep. I think someone says it has to be a minimum of half an hour. I can't know if anyone says that here.
Are you allowed to wait for the person about the meal?
Oh, was she? I can't remember what it was, but the Mishnah Berurah's difference is if it's intentional or non-intentional. So according to Mishnah Berurah, my case over there where a person fell asleep, he just dozed off by mistake. He wasn't intended to sleep. In that case there, Mishnah Berurah learned, you have not lost your Baruch Hashem.
Because you have to be at the table.
Yeah, it could be you're on a couch. Let's say you're reading on a couch. But you're not intending to go to sleep. You're just too tired. Sleep overcomes you before you sleep. You're not intending to go to sleep.
I'm sleeping away from the table.
You can only move away from the table, Moshe. It could be you're not intending to sleep. You're going to sit down. You want to wait for 20 minutes to get to Narsi. You're going to read the Sefer for 20 minutes. But you're not intending to go to sleep. In that case there, it could well be Lamas, you've not lost your Baruch Hashem. According to the Mishnah Berurah. According to the Mishnah Berurah passages, you've not lost your Baruch Hashem. Passages of Mishnah Berurah is that if you lie down, that's intentional. And if you're sitting up, passages, you're not intending to go to sleep. It doesn't have to. I'm saying that's generally the criteria. So if a person falls asleep inadvertently, according to the Mishnah Berurah passages, no problem.
Take the
safer,
that's the
skill
to fall asleep.
Yeah. So depends what he's doing it for, you're quite right. Depends what he's doing it for. If he's doing it for that purpose to fall asleep, then you're quite right, I might say. If he wants to go to sleep, it depends on what your kavanah is. If you want to go to sleep, the chora, means the Mishnah Berurah's lashon is ne'nas, what's this lashon? Kimon shen ne'nas b'sheino, he was accidentally fell asleep. That's not called. Person intentionally goes to sleep, that is called Hefzer. So in my case, coming back to my case, where that person fell asleep at the table, the Chora, he could carry on eating. Come with see.
What about 5 o'clock in the morning?
If he's still, I'm saying, I think very often
the person... How much does she eat? That's the
problem. Well, most people still fall. It's still quiet. They're not hungry at 5 o'clock in the morning, I don't think. Not after, I don't ask you to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning on Friday night, but I'm just telling you, I don't think after a heavy Shabbos meal that a person's really hungry at 5 o'clock in the morning. Could be I'm wrong, it depends, you have to learn to see it. If you're hungry, in fact, you haven't got it, Hesa. But we're talking about a case of where a person feels Lamaise, don't we? He's still quite satiated. In such a case like that, Lamaise, your shiik has not started, you carry on Lamaise, you'll have to carry on eating. But he's talking about over here, Mishnah Berurah's talking about over here. He just says, by the way, if you want to carry on eating, he says, since you've fallen asleep, the tiddish of time you need. Without broth, it's a sophic, but you have to wash your hands again. So you have to wash your hands. To wash your hands, that is tiddish of time, Moishi, but you do not make the broth at tiddish of time. That is how Mishnah Berurah learns. Others, like the Masham, learns that it depends what sort of sleep he's in. Is it a deep sleep or a very slight sleep? I mean, the deep sleep means if you call him, there's no response. He's knocked out. In that case, there, the Masham says that's called a Shinas Keva. You have to make a new bracha. And if you, when you call him, he startles up, says, oh, yeah, well, he wakes up, that's called a temporary sleep, that's a Shinas Arai, and you've not lost your bracha. So there's two shot in what's called a Shinas Arai. Mishnah Berurah's expression is that you're sitting as you fell asleep accidentally. And the other, the Marshal's Psha is that it depends how deep the sleep is. The person's in such a matzah that if you call him, he won't answer you. That's a deep sleep. That is a Hefzuk. If you want to carry on eating anything, bread, jack, coffee, anything you're having, you've lost your Baruch Roshayna and you have to give you one. That's what it depends on. Okay?
So,
another question whether you should wake him up. That's a good question. Which is actually an interesting side of mine. I always wonder about this actually. Sometimes you go to visit a Chola in hospital, or wherever it is, and a guy's sleeping. What should you do? Should you wake the person up?
No. Because of your
mitzvah. I'm not sure. So, just someone told me, I'm going to tell you it's different. In fact, Rosh Hashanah Zalman once went to visit someone. The person was sleeping, and Rav Shlomo Zalman woke the person up. But that could be Rav Shlomo Zalman. Could be. Oh. Sorry, it could be. It's different. You have to know. It's an interesting so point. Yeah, a lot of people are, if they're ill, they might say, "Perhaps we need to sleep. We need to sleep." But a lot of people are bored the whole day. They can sleep any time. What?
Yeah,
it's an interesting point whether you should wake someone up. They might enjoy that you're there to speak to them a bit. You have to know. You have to know. Anyway, so here we're talking about falling asleep in the middle of the meal. That's a whole different story. That's what this applies to over here. I said this applies to all food items, shahakal, anything, yeah? A person falls asleep. It's the same halacha as this as well.
It's not the same,
but
sometimes
people do. Right, but I must tell you, though, it's a good point what you're saying, because even if you fall asleep properly, but the other people at the table, it's not worse than burning the fosh or all these other food items. If someone's at the table still, in the middle of eating, then you're not asked to rock either. Understand? It's a good point what you're saying. Someone fell asleep at the table, even a deep sleep. Or even he went to bed. He went to bed for half an hour, but he told
his head.
Yeah, but the other people there, you expect to come back. Yeah. So it's a good example. I mean, so by the same table, something like that. Right? You have to tempt to sleep. But even if someone says at the table, on Friday night, I need to, what do you call it? I need to rest. Let me, I'm going to lie down 20 minutes. Wake me up in 20 minutes. He goes to bed for 20 minutes. And Moshe's right. Other people at the table saw. Mm-hmm. And the Chayra, he's okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Moshe, good point. Mm-hmm. I must say, I once heard from Dagon. He was giving a shir once. He said, a boy once asked the Shala, he's not sure what to do. He said, at the Friday night table, his father often falls asleep. So should he wake him up or should he leave him? So Dagon said, quite right. He said, the best thing to do is ask your mother to wake him up. So the boy says, yeah, I've got a problem with that as well. He says, Dad, said, what's the problem? He said, my mother's also asleep. So he's got a problem with what should he do? He's by himself at the table. You like it, Moshe? Moshe likes it. Moshe likes it. That was a good one. So, yeah, absolutely. Right. So there, if you attack them, both of them are sleeping, you haven't got an answer, yeah? Unless you've got a child who's not awake. The child is still eating at the table, he might help you. But generally, if you're eating by yourself and you fall asleep, then it depends what sort of sleep you're doing. Right. This is very briefly. Generally speaking, when a person makes a bracha on a particular food, generally, he may eat another food with the same bracha if it was on the table. Let's say, for example, I have a fruit bowl in front of me on the table, and I pick out an apple, and I make boiled pre-eats on my apple. After I finish my apple, I think, you know what, I had an orange. So the halacha is, whatever's on the table in front of you when you made the bracha, Chazal assume that a person subconsciously wants to include anything at the table. So if it's the same bracha, even if it's a completely different item, so much, let's say I made a bracha, a cup of coffee, and on the table is a bar of chocolate, Moshi.
Yeah.
A bar of chocolate. And then after I finish my coffee, whatever it is, I decide I want to have some chocolate, my shahakel gets transferred onto the chocolate. Because it was in front of me when I made my original bracha. Whatever's in front of you when you make your original bracha is covered. Even a different item. It means if you have one apple, you want to have another apple, that's much more posh. I'm talking about anything, you're having a different item. You have, for example, an apple, now you want to have an orange, you want to have a peach, you want to have a lychee, anything which traits, you want to change from that original bracha, that is okay. If it's in front of you, it b'shalas ma'aseh. What about if it was not in front of you, but you had das for it, you had intention for it? That also works. That means I have an apple, I make a appropriate snap, and I think to myself at the time I made a bracha, that I've got nothing in front of me now, nothing's on the table, but I want to have a lychee afterwards. It's in the fridge, or it's in the kitchen, it's not in front of me. That bracha is valid. The toy is as well. Since I had das on it, that bracha is valid. Now what about the other way around? The person makes a bracha on an apple, and he says, right, I'm having one apple and that's it. Now in that case there, that could cause a serious problem. It could be now that since you've limited your bracha, you could not have any more of the item anymore. Because once you finish that apple and you made the bracha on, it could be your very creator is now cut off. It's your das. Your das can decide whether the bracha covers other things, and your das can also decide that the bracha does not cover other things. Depends what your das is. If you have das, I want to include oranges when I make a bracha on my apple, that's okay. If I have in mind when I make a bracha on the apple, I'm only covering this apple over here, that's all I want to cover, then when you finish that apple, you've got a serious problem. If you want to have another apple now, and certainly if you want to have an orange, you have to make a new boiled pre-eats. You've lost the boiled pre-eats.
If the apple is in front of you, will you make sure I go on the coffee?
No, that won't help. Shahakul only works on an apple if you made it directly on the apple. If a person has an apple and coffee in front of you, make shahakul on the coffee, it will not work for the apple. Because the block is working on the coffee.
It's not lost the bracha weight.
Where? In which case?
Just because he's made shahakul, it's not lost
the bracha weight. Yeah, it's not made, that's right. It's not lost, it's still has to make weights. It still has to, you have not lost it, you have to make weights. What? Yeah, I've got a couple, it's fine.
She was down to my eyes.
Yeah, that's better, yeah. That's true. That's enough.